Li Jianxiong is convinced he has lived two lives. His first began in 1984, when he was born to impoverished farmers in China's Henan province. Ambitious and daring, he took full advantage of the new economic reality that unfolded after the cataclysms of the Mao years. By 2017, he had secured a family, a house in Beijing, and a reputation as one of China's most talented young marketing men. His success, however, came at a cost.
When I picked up the girls after school, it wasn't unusual for a mother or father to approach me with their child in tow. "Look at Cai Cai and Zhou Zhou," the mother would say, using the twins' Chinese names, and then she would exaggerate their abilities. "They just started learning Chinese and they're already better than you. You need to study Cai Cai and Zhou Zhou's example. Work harder."
The U.S. occupation of Japan began immediately after its 1945 surrender. Early on, General Douglas MacArthur imposed a series of New Deal-style policies, supporting labor unions and women's rights, while dismantling the imperial war machine and the gigantic holding companies that had powered it. However, starting in 1947, State Department officials intervened and reoriented U.S.-Japan policy toward a military and economic strategy of communist containment.
At the end of the classroom presentation, the other children applauded, and Teacher Zhang escorted us down the hallway and out of the school. Leslie and I told her how grateful we were for all her help. "Cai Cai and Zhou Zhou never could have done this without you," Leslie said. Teacher Zhang waved off the compliments, and she knelt and hugged each of the girls. They cried, like they had on the first day. And this time, Teacher Zhang cried too.